Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In 2004, Californians passed Proposition 71, which provided funding for research for cutting-edge stem cell treatments. Now, 15 years later, there are no cures for things like Parkinson's disease, and the agency that administered the bond money is going to run out of funds. To find out what's next, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with David Magnus. He's with Stanford Center for Biomedical Ethics. Thanks a lot for talking to us. So obviously it's not simple, and we're looking at it in a sort of simple way, but how did the funds get used, or how did they get wasted?
So the funds were spent a lot on basic research, initially especially. It's hard to even put yourself back, but remember, when this was first launched, induced pluripotent stem cells weren't even possible. The field has progressed dramatically. We know a lot more about stem cells and differentiation. And one thing that's unusual about this program, there was a real effort, especially in the later years of the program, to really put funding into more translational research, to really start to move the ball forward towards developing treatments out of the basic research. So it was a mix of basic science, basic research, and then later some more translational research. I think one of the things that was challenging with this program right from the beginning is that there was probably unrealistic expectations about what could really be achieved. There was a lot of hope and a lot of talk about instantly revolutionizing medicine and developing cures for all kinds of different things. And science progresses slowly. It's sometimes very hard to see where the basic science is going to lead to cures and treatments, but it was an important part of building up the scientific and biotech infrastructure in California. And there's no question that the field as a whole of stem cell research, cell-based therapies, gene therapy, all of those interrelated fields have really made some really major strides forward. And we're now starting to see the fruits, if not from directly the CIRM-funded trials, then the first gene therapy trials have now been approved. And we expect to see a lot more cell-based and gene therapy-based treatments in the very near future.
So in your opinion, should we re-up it?
Well, it's a different time politically, and I think it's always a good thing. So certainly if it was up to me, we on the whole don't invest that much money in research, and we spend a lot more money on things that are much more wasteful than spending it on medical research. So I think it would actually be a pretty good investment by the state of California. Other states like the state of New York did not sunset their investment, and so they're continuing to spend $100 million a year in the state of New York on stem cell research and $100 million a year on other kinds of basic science. I think there's actually an important role to play in the states in this research rather than it all being done at the federal level. And California has certainly seen growth in a lot of different ways that would not have been possible if it had not been for the investment from CIRM and Proposition 71. So I think it would be a good investment for the state of California. So I would certainly hope that it's something that comes along the pike, but I do hope that there'd be more realistic expectations about what it can produce. And I do worry that politically, more realistic expectations are not as exciting to the public, and they're not as interested in spending taxpayer money on things that don't lead to very quick, very instant cures.
Right, yeah, and a political campaign kind of tends to do that. Thanks for talking to us. That's David Magnus, Stanford Center for Biomedical Ethics.